Hey, y'all. Hey, this is Lolita E. Walker, and this is episode number 32. You are not even ready for the greatness that we are going to chat about today. Today's topic is how to strengthen your current condition. Now, I'm just not talking physically. I'm talking emotionally, spiritually, all of the leads that we always talk about right here on this podcast. But today, I have a special guest, and it is Coach Isaac Brown. He is the people's coach. And why? Because he teaches folks like you and I about mastering your holistic self and how to strengthen that.
So if I can't find something good to pour in, just leave me empty. Let me thirst. I'd rather starve to death than eat something that's going to ultimately kill me anyway.
His work is not just the pro athletes that he teaches and conditions every single day. This is such a juicy episode. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger, and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey, all right. Hey, I am feeling so silly today. Listen, as always, we start every podcast episode with a powerful affirmation from Walker and Walker Enterprises. And today's affirmation is, I am a beautiful colored butterfly and will use my wings to soar to even greater heights. I love that one. When you are ready to grab your 40 deck of affirmation cards, go ahead and go to lolitawalker.com/shop. I want to say hey to everybody who is new around this kitchen table. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And to all of you all who are returning, I already know you have pulled up your comfortable chair. I know. Let me scoot on over and allow you the space to sit right here because today's episode is so juicy. Around here, we break things down into three layers. The first is coaching. Now, this is where I leave you with a couple of nuggets just to challenge your thinking. Next, there's cocktails. Now, this is not about what you're sipping on, although there is absolutely no judgment. It's more about celebrating the greatness of who you are every single time you show up right here around this kitchen table. And then finally, there are some good old-fashioned conversations. Now, sometimes it's just you and I, and other times I have a special invited guest. Today, as you already heard, it is Coach Isaac Brown. He is dropping so many nuggets, you all. I was so intrigued by his imagery of a well and how sometimes our wells are dry. The water that comes out of our well when it is full, is it bitter? Does it taste real good? Is it sweet? And you know, I am a fan of imagery. So what did I do? Ask him, can you be on this podcast and bring some folks into the fold? And I cannot wait for you to speak to him. And what's super cool about it is that he not only is a strengthening coach for professional athletes, but he also does more than physical strengthening. It's about physical, emotional, psychological, all of the leads that we always drop around here. So I am excited for us to get into this conversation later on. But first, it's time for some coaching and a little bit of soul work. I know you already have your CCNC journal together and ready to write these notes. Today, we're not going to do an imagery exercise. We are going to grab 8 strategies that I have for how to consider strengthening you. And then I know Coach Isaac is going to add on to the backs of those. So grab your pen and paper and we are going to write strength, S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H, down the left-hand side of your paper. And let's get into it. That S. When we think about strengthening our current condition, right? When we think about strengthening us, our current condition is holistic. Our current condition is all of us. It's us. It's what we see, who we are when we look in the mirror. So the S is about starting with the foundation of you. It's about feeling your power. It's about reclamation. It's about starting with your foundation and being aware. It's about being aware of the cracks that already exist. Now, you can go back to podcast episode 1. Now, don't laugh because that was my very first episode, but the content is good. I think I was a little nervous, obviously, to put it into the world, but take a listen to the content of that episode. It talks about your core values. It talks about a strength exercise. It talks about who are you and do you know whose you are? That's starting with the foundation of you. It's all about being self-reflective and taking that moment to pause. The T is about trusting God and making time to study. Regardless of what your faith is, regardless of what you believe, it is trusting and believing that faith resides in you. It is trusting and believing. It is surrendering. There is something bigger, better, and bolder that is helping to guide you through this thing called life. It is knowing that you are not here alone. So whatever your religion, whatever your faith, whatever your belief, this is about trusting that and surrendering. The R is about role modeling what you want. Did you know that you're a role model to someone else? I know we don't always feel like it, right? But just think about it. When we think about our role models, who would you say is your role model? Some people might say their parents. Some might say Oprah. Some might say movie stars. Whoever that is, guess what? Someone sees you just like that. When you decide to drop breadcrumbs, you know, I've talked about when you show up, you're dropping breadcrumbs. Are those positive breadcrumbs? Are there things that people can use? Are they nasty? Because your attitude is just bad. What are they? How are you spewing out into the world? I did this pop-up the other day about strategies to strengthen you. And one of them was mirror work. Make sure mirror work. So affirmations. When you look in the mirror and you say affirmations, not only do you say them, but you talk about why they are true, which you've already demonstrated. That mirror work, those activities such as that, guess what? Make your mirror work. So when someone looks at you and sees themselves, they see a piece of you. What would that piece of you look like? When you're talking, walking, behaving differently, when people are looking at you, when you go back to role modeling, when someone is looking at you, what are they seeing? In that reflection, what are they seeing in your mirror? Think about it. The E is about encouraging others through your influence. Absolutely. Someone, again, is looking at you. How are you encouraging them? How are you empowering them? How are you shifting them differently and intently? That N is about narrating your own story. You are the author of this thing. You are the author. I am the author of Lolita E. Walker. Therefore, I will narrate my story, no one else. So how are you doing that? The G is about grab hold of your strengths, right? Grab hold of your strengths. You got to know what they are. If you're not new around here, then you already know. I ask you, what are three of your top strengths? You got to know them. You got to believe them. You got to trust them. And if you don't know them, you already know what to do. You have to ask someone. What is my strength? What's one of my strengths? And what will make you say that? How have I demonstrated that in the past? How am I showing up in that? Know it. The T is about tomorrow is not promised. We know that. What if you decided to live today like it was your last day? What if you decided to live today in your blessing? What if you decided today that this was the day you were going to leap further and farther because the breadcrumbs that you want to leave are going to be impactful for someone to leap? What if? That H is about helping others along the way. You didn't do it by yourself. So help somebody. Look back and help someone. Gift them the knowledge that you already have. Each podcast episode, I'm gifting you all of me. Absolutely. Why? Because I am standing right here because I already know that I have been through the fire, through the flames. There's more to come. But if I am standing right here, I already know that I have walked into fear. And I'm going to have to walk in it again. But when I know what I have already demonstrated, because I'm standing right here, the same as you listening in right now, then you already know you can get through the toughest of times. Absolutely. So that S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H is what I am offering to you today of how you can begin to strengthen your current condition. And if you think this is good, listen to all of the other episodes. Get your notebook. Write out each of the exercises and do the soul work. Grab my book, The Intersection of You and Change, and do the soul work. Grab me for coaching exercises and do the soul work. This is about pushing you to be your bigger, better, badder self because you are bad right where you stand. Make sense? Let's go. It's time for some cocktails. Hey, y'all. Hey, what are we celebrating today? What are we celebrating today? Well, I'm celebrating you. I am celebrating you for recognizing the strengths that you stand in this very moment. I am celebrating you taking some time to feel the power in your pause as you sit through those 8 strategies. I'm celebrating you for showing up. I'm celebrating you for walking bigger, better, bolder, and brighter. I'm celebrating all of you all who have already paid for your Women's Weekend Renewal Retreat. I am so excited. September 16th through the 19th. It is an all-inclusive experience. Only 12 women will be coming. And the power of this here is exactly what we're talking about. It's pulling out all of the greatness that is inside of you. It is then reframing it. It is being surrounded by like-minded people who are going to push you. It is being surrounded by experts who are intentional in every single thing that they do every day that they show up. There's going to be a different expert every day, sometimes maybe even multiple. I am still confirming everyone there, but remember, if you've been listening to these episodes, remember Dominique Murphy, who was on here talking about how to craft the story behind your brand, the brand called You? Well, she is going to be there pulling out our story. This is celebrating all of the greatness in you. If you are a man who is drawing on this power right now, if you are listening in and you know a power woman who deserves to really be poured into, to really sit and walk into fear, to do exercises such as what we did today, to really do that work because she is ready, then guess what? She needs to be there September 16th through the 19th. And you should absolutely go to lolitawalker.com/shop. Because that is where the retreat is, and that is where you're going to feel the power right there. Absolutely. A man might be saying, well, what about me? There are several other activities that are coming up, but right now and right here, you are here to hear Coach Isaac, and what he is about to drop is amazing. So here's a cheers to each and every one of you all who are around this kitchen table right now. Thanks for being here. It's time for some good old-fashioned conversations. Hey, Coach Isaac, and welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. I'm so excited to have you today. How are you?
Amazing. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to see you.
I know. Sometimes we get hidden behind the voice. And when you meet somebody face to face or visual to visual, you're like, that's that smiling face that's behind there all the time. So it's pretty dope. I'm excited that you're here.
For sure.
Listen, today we're talking about how to strengthen your current condition. And there's so many ways that I want to kind of take the direction. But before we get started, just wanted you to have an opportunity to meet the people here at the kitchen table. If I asked you to introduce yourself with one strength, what would you say?
Patience, which has all my life been my greatest weakness, especially in my journey. Patience has been something that has always been developed in me, especially when I look at my setbacks. That is what has been being built in me is patience. And I know for a fact that patience is being built in me because I'm a leader of people. You need a lot of patience. So
that's my yes. Let's just talk about, you know, sometimes labels get us in trouble. They kind of pigeonhole us inside of a box. But I think you've had such a phenomenal career. Tell us what you do in the real world.
In the real world, I'm a strength and conditioning coach. So I work with 100 football players. And I work with 40 soccer players. That is my full-time job with 2 pro sports teams. I'm also just been brought into our department of scouting. Now I have 3 NFL teams that I scout and about 7 college teams that I scout. Now I'll be traveling back and forth to the U.S. In my business, I do personal training and life coaching and speaking engagements. I use all my gifts in the real world. I just be me. Basically.
No, thank you so much for that. You know, first, congratulations. That's a big deal. Congratulations.
It is. It's brand new to me. I've never done any type of scouting, but they saw it in me. They saw that I would be good at it. And we actually started internship, apprenticeship back in November. I'm excited about it. It's all good. Yeah, this is a good fit.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Especially when you talk about walking with your strengths. And then you talked about somebody seeing something in you. You haven't done it before, but when other people see something in you, how that one is a validation, but it also is very affirming. It's affirming because it's a trait that you already have. And I love talking to people about what's these strengths that you think you have? And then what would somebody else say a strength is that you have? Because oftentimes we haven't yet seen it. So when we talk about strengths, we talked about the fact that you're patient. We talked about that you also condition others. I'd love for you to really hone in on this well. So let me give a background. I heard you speak about the notion of this well and how sometimes the water in your well you got to challenge it. Is it bitter? Is it bold? Like, what is it? So talk to us about that, because I thought that was so powerful and really hits on what we're talking about today.
Yeah. So I think the well is a combination of things. It's your mind, your feelings, your emotions, your attitude, your thoughts. But how do those things get there? It's by what you read, what you watch, what and who you listen to, those types of things. If you want to cultivate a certain type of mindset, a certain type of well water, bitter or fresh. Now, the thing about bitter water is we often don't even realize it. We don't even realize that we're watching these shows or reading these books or listening to these people or listening to this music. And it is putting in the contents of our well. It's mm-hmm. forming bitter water. And a lot of things, you know, when you want to change your life or change your situation, it all starts where you think. Mm-hmm. That's where everything starts. It, you know, the Bible says it's with the mind that we serve the Lord, period, right there. And God put his spirit in us, but he also put the little s, a spirit in us, which is our mind, right? The big S is him. The little s is our mind. What you put inside your mind, that's what cultivates your well. Ever since I started to realize that, and there's so many personal development gurus, Tony Robinson, Jim Rohn, Ed Milet, Dave Meltzer, all these people, they talk about attitude. They talk about your mindset. They talk about your mentality. Not many people talk about how do you change and how do you formulate and cultivate the mentality that you want? Well, it's by what you put in. It's like cooking. You know, if you want your food to taste good, you got to put these ingredients in. And I love to cook, right? So I'm all about that. I'm all about that. Well, if I want my mind to think good, and if I want the water in my well to taste good and be fresh, not just to me, because it's really not for me, it's for me to serve and pour out on other people. Mm-hmm. I would rather be pouring out fresh water. So in order to do that, I need to be pouring in fresh things into my head. Mm-hmm. So who I want to become, what I want to do, how I want to live, the things that I read, watch, and listen to need to reflect that. And then your well water will reflect that.
Ooh, so good, so good. You know, another thing that you said was, I would rather have an empty cup than you to pour in some of your bitter water. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. There's a lot of times where you'll be around certain people just because you want to be around someone. There's a quote and it says, idleness is the devil's playground. And
everybody's also, grandmama said that. Everybody's grandmama said that.
Right. And there's also a scripture in the Bible and it says, idle hands lead to poverty. So I would rather have nothing in my cup than to have bitterness in my cup. If I can't find something productive to read or something productive to watch, or something productive to listen to, or productive people around me, or the right company around me. The Bible says bad company corrupts good character. So if I can't find something good to pour in, just leave me empty. Let me thirst. I'd rather starve to death than eat something that's going to ultimately kill me anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't put something that's going to burn a hole in the bottom of my cup just because I want it to be filled.
Yeah, you know, that was so good. I also coach folks, and a lot of times I get this question of this difficulty of letting people off of your train. That is the notion you were just talking about. Don't pour your bitterness into my cup because I'd rather be thirsty forever than to allow this inside of my space. So here's my question for you. If someone were to ask you, how do I tell those people I'm not receiving what they got to offer inside of my cup? How do I get those bitter people from around me and start to get this fresh water inside of my well? What would you say?
I think it starts with you first. Mm-hmm. Don't look around at the people first. Look at yourself first and control what you can control there at home. Start reading different things. Start watching different things. Start listening to different audio tapes and stuff like that. And take time for yourself. And as you change as a person in your core, then the people will start to see different in you. And when they start to see different in you, those conversations will start to come up, right? I'll give you a prime example. When I was in college, this is way back when I was in college, I was a bad boy, all right? I was in the streets. And I started to change. Mm-hmm. And my teammates started to see it. You know, like when a girl looking good would walk by, I wouldn't look. Everybody, you know, you always look back to see that happens. When I stopped doing that, they started to notice. And then one day at practice, we had a female working for us. And one day at practice, one of my teammates was standing next to me and he tapped me and he was like, you know what I mean? And I said, bro, don't do that no more. I'm not looking. So the opportunity presented itself. But first, I had to model that behavior and let them see my change. And once they saw my change and they tried to pull me back in that direction, I was able to tell them, yo, I'm not doing that. Don't tap me. Don't tap me for that. Don't talk to me about those things anymore. But if I was still acting in that behavior and all of a sudden tried to switch, they would be like, man, well, yesterday you did this, that, and the other. You see what I'm saying? So I had to build up a little ground. That's just the way I did it, though. There's a different way for everybody. This is just my personal opinion and my experience. That's how I did it. And eventually, I didn't have to get those people from around me. They just stopped dragging me into the things I used to be into. They also started to be positively influenced by me.
Yeah.
But I didn't keep spending as much time with them. I distanced myself a little bit, but the time that I was around them, it was more positive on them than it was negative on me.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Folks that are here at the kitchen table have heard me say this right here before. And it's also on episode 14, where I talk about how to reroute you and your story. So imagine that you are the conductor aboard your train and you only have a limited amount of seats on this train. It's yours. What you can see is your vision. Your vision shifts to where you know you want to go. And when you do that, you start moving, acting, and behaving differently. You start showing up differently. I was saying this on a couple of podcasts ago when I had these four amazing guys, my really good guy friends, and we were talking about this train. One of them said, Lolita, what you're talking about is people self-selecting to get off. Because what I said is sometimes we have to stop our train. And sometimes we have to let people off of our train because we don't have enough chairs on there to carry everyone on the journey with us. Everybody's not worthy of being there, but we thank them for being along for this part of the journey because they added value and we added value to them. But then the self-selection, sometimes people pull the little thing at the top and say, I'm ready to get off at this stop. So I love that you said that because I feel like that piece right there is helping to strengthen who we are. And it's okay. It's okay to show up differently because either people are going to come with you or they're going to self-select out.
Right.
Oh, that's juicy. Okay. If I asked you this, Coach Isaac, how do you strengthen your current condition? What would you say?
I cultivate my mind every day. Every day. I don't stop. That's the thing. I don't stop. I've been doing this for, I want to say I got into personal development about 15 years ago. Around that same time, I started reading the Bible more. And that's how I strengthen my current condition, is because I know that there's never an end point. It's a journey. And as the journey goes, I want to get stronger and stronger and stronger. For example, I've read through the Bible multiple times, but every time I see something different. So that continues to strengthen my current spiritual condition. It's the same thing with personal development. There's countless books on personal development, but I really stick with Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, Dr. Dwayne Dyer, Miles Monroe, those types of people, because they have so many books. I can't read all of their books in my entire life. As long as I continue to add those things to the diet of my mindset, I'll continue to get stronger. That's how I strengthen my current condition. Every day I make time for it. And that's one thing that is so important. You have to make time for it every single day. That's why I'm up at 3 a.m. is because from the hours of 3 to 5 is Isaac and God. That's it. There is no one interrupting. I get on Breakfast Club with Champions at 5. But from 3 to 5, I meet with myself and God. And that's how I strengthen my current condition every single day. I don't take days off from that. I'll take days off from working out, but I do not take days off from my spiritual and mental well-being. Every single day, I strengthen it.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, let me ask you this, because that brought up a question for me. What was it that made you turn to God? And let me tell you why I asked this question. You talked about how, listen, when I was in college, I was this bad guy. Y'all might not notice me now, but I was just a different person. I transitioned my life. And you really have a strong foundation in faith, which I think is amazing. You always show up in the face of God. You always bring God to the forefront every single time you speak, which I think is phenomenal. What was it that happened to you or for you that said, you know what? I really need to dig down into the Word of God.
Well, let me preface this by saying I started to change in college, but it has been a ride and it will always be a ride. I didn't flip the switch there. The switch has been flipped on and off multiple times over the years. Yeah. But one thing, I have had consistent effort in my spiritual journey. I never just walked away and quit. But to get to your question, I was empty. Mm-hmm. My well was empty. There was nothing in there. It was full of bitter water. There was something in there. It was full of bitter water. I had no clue what fresh water tasted like. I grew up in the church. Parents always made me go to church with them every Sunday, all that. Nothing clicked because I was a kid and it was just like, oh, we got to go to church. I'd rather stay home. But when I got in college and I was out on my own, I needed something to keep me grounded. I needed something to hope in. Because it was tough being out on my own at 17. And I've been on my own since then. That's why I turned to God, because that was the most certain and sure place that I knew I could go to help me with everything I needed, to give me hope, to give me faith, to give me that fresh water. And when I started doing that, it was like a thirst. It was like I just wanted more and more and more and more. That's how it started. It's a journey. Don't get me wrong. There is nothing
easy
finished.
About it.
No, nothing finished or perfect or easy about it. It's a journey. But my effort is there every single day.
So listen, I left everybody with 8 strategies of consideration before we came and talked to you, right? In the first part. So here's what I left them with. Strength. This acronym of strength. That S was about starting with the foundation of you. And you hit on that. It's like sometimes we have to pause, which I talked to them about before, but sometimes you literally need to feel the power in your pause so that you could recalibrate on who you are, where you're going, and what God has put you on this earth for. That C was about trusting God and making time to study. And I love that you talk about that. I love that you talk about your faith. So whatever that faith is, I think just knowing that there's somebody, there's something that's bigger than you out here in this world. It's not all about you, right? There's someone guiding you. Then R is about role modeling what you want to do. I love that. The E is about encouraging others through your influence, right? Somebody's always looking at us. And when we recognize that we are influencing people with our words, with our behaviors, with our actions every single day, I think just to encourage through that experience is so amazing and really helps us to strengthen our current condition. The next is to narrate your story. We don't have to let others narrate it for us because we're the authors of our own book, our own story. That G was about grabbing hold of your faith and your strengths. I have this affirmation that I always say is that I leap because my faith and my strengths have wings to protect my fall. And when you know that, when you believe that, when you trust that thing right there, man, the world is not even ready for what you have. That T was about tomorrow isn't promised. And when we recognize that it's a blessing to be here every day and tomorrow might not be here, we can ask ourselves, what condition do we live in today? Like, what condition do we live in today? I see your Instagram and I see you working out and working out. It is quite motivational. And I say to myself, what condition am I living in right now? Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. It's so important. So I love that you said that. And that final H was about helping others along the way, helping others along the way. I talk about these breadcrumbs. When we show up, we don't even recognize, but we're leaving breadcrumbs of us. And is it great? What condition is it in? So I'd love to hear your thoughts on kind of that. I poured onto you into your well, right? I poured it into your well right now. Yeah. So I want to get your reaction.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It's almost like everything that we just talked about. And I had no clue about that.
I know.
You made that acronym. That's so perfect. I love it. I'm almost speechless. I honestly I don't even know what to add to that. That's crazy. When I think about that whole acronym, that's how I live my life. Mm-hmm. That's how I live my life. I live my life with that type of strength, mm-hmm. that type of strength, because what else is there? You know, we could make up an acronym for weakness and it'll be all negative things. And I've lived my life that way. And sometimes I sway back that way. I don't completely go that way, but sometimes I sway back that way. And I'm like, okay, do I want to be weak or do I want to be strong? I'll take the values of the strength over the values of the weakness any single day. You can't even really call them values. Mm-hmm. They're traits, right? Mm-hmm. Traits mm-hmm. of weakness, traits of strength. Mm-hmm. I'll take the traits of strength any day. Here's the thing that I tell people all the time. You said, what condition are you living in? Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at physical conditioning, not everyone has the ability to do the physical conditioning. Not everyone does. You know, some people have the physical ailments and can't get to the gym, can't afford a gym membership, or can't do anything at home. But everybody can think differently. Mm-hmm. Everybody can condition their mind and their spirit. Everyone has that power of thought to change the condition of their head, of their mind, of their heart. And all it is a choice. Mm-hmm. It's just a choice. Just make the choice. I was listening yesterday because I play the motivational speeches and all that stuff every time I'm training with my guys. And we had one with Will Smith, and Will Smith was talking and he said, just decide who you're going to be, what you want to be, what you want to just decide. And there's so many people in the world who are unhappy. They're waving, going back and forth with the wind because they haven't decided. When you decide, it roots you. You're rooted. And when you decide, the wind doesn't stop blowing, though. But what does happen is when your roots are in the ground and the wind blows, your roots go deeper and deeper and deeper. And you can stand more and more and more wind. You can stand the rain. You can stand the storms because you've decided who you are. But when you don't decide, when you don't make that decision, the wind, the rain, the storm is going to take you wherever it wants to take you. Mm-hmm. But you got to decide. And that's the biggest thing. And what's the saying? To not decide, that is a decision, yep, right?
It is.
To not decide is a decision. Just decide. That's how you change the condition that you're living in. You decide what you want to be, where you want to go, who you want to be, and start cultivating it in that way. And I'm going to pick strength over weakness any day.
Every day, every day, every day. I love it. Listen, I have one more before we go into this come as you are round. You know, I love imagery. And when you were just talking about the storms and things like that just coming your way, just last night, I was on a call. I do every other Wednesday, I do a call with Power Women to really just kind of pour in for an hour, give us the time to just kind of pause. And literally, there was a woman on there, and I gave this analogy here that I'm sure I've used on a podcast episode before. Imagine yourself standing, just standing where you are, because you are right here. Like, you're standing right here, right now. And there is this tornado that's just going around you, this whirlwind, this chaos of what you see right now. It's just going around you. But you have the opportunity to stand right there in the middle where you are safe, where right now you feel a sense of stillness. Right? It's a choice to feel that sense of stillness. But around you is all of these distractions, all of this stuff that's in your ear, all your to-dos, like all of this stuff that is a distraction to you. What are you going to do? Are you going to choose to pause, recollect yourself, breathe, get focused, and walk the hell out because you've got somewhere to go? Or are you going to allow that storm to continue to take up your space, to take up all of your energy? What if we could look out and really see the chaos a little differently? What if then we could say, you know what? I don't need to do that by the end of this week. Move over. That person is pouring in some bitter water into my well. Move out the way. That thing that was the storm, this tornado around you, now becomes lighter. Now it's going slower around you. When are you going to choose to walk out? And that is a choice. So I loved it. That was so good. I loved it, loved it, loved it.
Absolutely.
Yes. I have this section here. It's called Come As You Are. So I'm just going to throw a couple questions at you and needs I ask on every episode.
Okay.
Why is the work that you do so important?
It's what I was created to do. I would do it for free. That's the thing. People ask that question. How do they say it? Well, you know, what would you do if you didn't have to get paid or something? I forgot how the saying goes. But this is my thing. I would do this for no money. And I will be just as happy because it comes from my heart. It doesn't come from any outside ambition of me trying to attain this or that or the other. I'm not trying to attain anything by what I do. I'm simply just pouring out of myself. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so important, because I know that I'm here to serve people. And when I do that, nothing on the outside can make me as fulfilled as what I'm doing from the inside.
Okay. The next one is, what is one strength that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you possess, but you didn't always know it was a strength? I know that's a good one, right?
Yeah.
It's hard.
I would say empathy. I did not know it was a strength. I thought I was just good at relating to people, but I didn't realize that it's an actual strength, which helps me do my job, because my job and my purpose, it all revolves around relationships and people. And empathy is so important in my work.
Okay. And here's the last one. What is one barrier that still stands before you today?
This is going to sound good and bad. My kindness. Sometimes I lower my self-worth because I want to be so kind. That's the barrier. And I'm still in the midst of trying to figure out, how do I remain kind, but also stay true to my standard of my self-worth, right? When it comes to helping people and all these other things, right? Sometimes I allow people to take my kindness for weakness. I'm never oblivious to it, ever.
That's what I was going to ask.
I'm never a fool to it, but I always think, turn the other cheek. Jesus answered them not a word, right? So I always keep that attitude, but that might be a little bit of pride in me that wants to, you know, not act right when that stuff happens. But my kindness, that's a barrier. But at the same time, it's like, that doesn't sound like a barrier. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. No, I love that, because a lot of people listening in, that's a similar barrier. Sometimes our strengths, our largest strengths, also come as opportunities, and people can take advantage of them because you do it so innately. So I think I love that answer, because one is true, but then it's something that folks can sit with today. So how can people get in touch with you? If they wanted to get in touch with you, where would they go?
You can go to my Instagram, Coach Isaac Brown, my Facebook, Coach Isaac Brown, or you can go to my website. And that is the same, coachisaacbrown.com.
All right. Well, I love it. Well, thank you for showing up. I so appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been a blessing.
If you were able to grab anything from this episode right here, be sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or write on podcast.lolitawalker.com. I cannot wait to read it. And you might find yourself in cocktail section of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. We have concluded another episode of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.